This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik de Geer.
I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Daniel Grassinger. Daniel, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Henrik.
Daniel, who are you and what do you do?
So, as mentioned, my name is Daniel Grassinger and I'm co-founder of Nexus Squared, on which we take care of Nexus Lab in our focus, which is a virtual blockchain accelerator.
And how are you involved with blockchain?
So from an educational point of view, I don't have any IT or development background. So my focus is really on understanding the technology as it is today and trying to implement into business or actually find business solutions for the technology. So really my involvement in blockchain is, first of all, running the Nexus Lab Accelerator, in which we had in our last cohort 10 European blockchain startups, and we provided support over the course of 3 months for them, not only from a technical perspective, but also from a business perspective to develop and grow their great business ideas. So my involvement is more from a business side rather than a technology side. And with our platform, Nexus Squared, and the program Nexus Lab, we actually try to close the gap between industry and startup ecosystem, because since the technology is that new, I think platforms like that are actually needed in order to create a better understanding for the technology, both on the industry side, but also on the startup side.
And Daniel, what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
Well, I guess from a success point of view, there are various great successes we have experienced so far. So first of all, I think it's great that the technology is already being used in various prototypes, great business ideas, especially developed from startups. We see great MVPs out there. We see actually companies trying to better understand the technology by setting up consortia like the R3 consortium for banks or the just recently announced B3I consortium for the insurance company. So that actually means there's really a great interest from the industry. But obviously, since the technology is that new, we are still in research and development phase. So I think having consortia or collaborations, not only within industries, but also across industries, is exactly the right approach at the moment. So I think the biggest success is actually that coming from Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, the technology really creates interest in various industry sectors. From a challenge point of view, I think there are still some quite difficult unanswered questions. So first of all, I think it's a really nascent technology. So experimenting, research and developing that technology is highly needed. Secondly, I think the uncertain regulatory status is something that needs to be solved, not only within countries, but across regions. I think the question around the large energy consumption of a technology like that needs to be solved quite soon as well. There are still some unanswered questions around control, security, and for instance, privacy, which need to be addressed soon as well. I think especially for big industry companies or big corporate companies, the whole question around how to actually integrate new technologies like Bitcoin, like the blockchain technology, needs to be answered as well. And I think it's not only concerning blockchain technology, but overall the question around how to integrate new technologies into existing business models needs to be answered. I think integrating new technologies like blockchain also comes along with a cultural adoption within companies. So I think it would be wrong to just replace old technology with new en vogue technologies like blockchain. I think this whole cultural mindset change needs to happen within companies in order to really create the benefits from blockchain technology and various others. And I think last but not least, also the question around cost. I mean, everyone keeps talking about how blockchain offers tremendous savings in transactions, for instance. But we have to keep in mind that First of all, the new technologies like blockchain can actually create high initial capital costs. And obviously, the whole maintenance and facilitating of new technologies also creates costs. So I think those are basically seven challenges we are facing today, and those need to be answered and resolved quite quickly. To give an overall time perspective or time frame for all challenges which are currently occurring, I guess something between 2 and 4 years should be sufficient, I think, from my perspective today. I mean, it obviously always depends on the still increasing interest. So I think the more people, the more companies, the more consortia, the more governments are interested in that topic, the faster it will go. But I think on average, something between 2 or 4 years.
In your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
Well, I think obviously the hot topic right now, which everyone is talking about, is that blockchain technology is definitely able to replace any intermediary we know so far as of today. So not only banks, but insurances, lawyers, notaries, parts of governmental structures, they can all be replaced to a certain point. I think it would be actually too early to talk about whether the technology will really do so, but I think the ability is there. I think what will definitely change is actually the way how we do business today. And coming back now to what will it replace, I think it will definitely not replace banks overall, but it can replace parts of banks or departments of banks who are currently doing mostly administrational work. Those can be changed and replaced by the technology. And having said that, I think the big challenge for us when we talk about what can that blockchain technology actually change is we have to think about how business models, as we know them today, will be changed, and how human resources can actually be integrated into or actually support the technology process, and therefore how job functions and job descriptions will look like in the future. So I think work as we know it today for most of the people in bigger corporations will definitely change by implementing blockchain technology. But that doesn't mean that people have to be kicked out of their current jobs. It's just a matter of adjusting their job profiles. So I think, first of all, yes, the technology is able to replace certain functions as we know them today. But I think replacement actually means change. And since human beings are sometimes quite resistant to change, that's actually probably the most interesting adjustment we will see in the future when we talk about blockchain technology.
And how will people make money with blockchain?
I think what happens today is still that we have a new technology and we try to apply that new technology to old processes and old structures. And I think from my perspective, that's wrong. So just replacing intermediaries by a new technology and therefore lower, for instance, transaction costs doesn't do any good. So I think in order to really understand what blockchain can actually be used for, I think we really need to open up our minds and actually look beyond what we have today. So I think we are actually not quite there yet in order to judge how we can actually make money with blockchain in the future. But I always compare it with emails. So, I mean, I probably write, I don't know, between 20 and 50 emails a day. But since I'm not a technologist, I don't have any clue how the technology behind actually functions. I just use it because it's convenient, because it makes my day-to-day life much more easier. It's a recognized communication tool. but I don't need to know how the technology actually works. So I think once we get to a point where we go to conferences, we go and have workshops, we go out and just take blockchain technology for granted, and we know we can rely on it, we can use it, we can implement it, then it will become a whole different discussion. What I see today happening is actually, no matter where I go, I've seen great startups pitch their great business ideas, but at the end, everyone still keeps talking about the technology itself and discussing whether the technology is the right thing to implement or whether the technology is actually able to facilitate and to support business ideas and how it actually works. So I think once everyone actually knows what blockchain technology is and we can rely on it and all the challenges have been resolved, then we actually get to the point where we can really talk about how we can actually make money out of that new technology, where we can implement it, and actually how business models will look like in the future with blockchain technology integrated. So I think making money out of it today is quite hard because, yeah, it's still new, still a lot of unanswered questions. And basically, we try to replace old things with new technology. And that's not how it's going to work. Because the paradigms of blockchain are, one of them is actually that it's open source technology. So why would anyone charge for an open source technology if it's out there for free? So that doesn't make sense to me. And that's why I think we really need to wait until the point when blockchain technology is just as implemented into our day-to-day lives as, for instance, email is. So let's not talk about the technology itself anymore. Let's try to understand how business models will change and how great use cases can be profitable in the future, even with blockchain technology in use.
And Daniel, what advice do you have for those interested in blockchain?
I think we have to separate it into two groups, probably. So first of all, for, let's say, private persons or individuals who are really interested into that technology, my advice would be to attend the high quality conferences and workshops which are offered. There are great ones out there, and try to follow on a regular basis the news and blog posts, the internet. There's great information out there. So that's probably the one group I would address my advice to. The other one is definitely corporates and bigger companies. And I think for those ones, I would like to sum it up in five points. So first of all, I think big corporate institutions need to actually deconstruct their business. They need to understand what the basic needs of their customer is. What is the simplest process and the smallest piece of information you can actually boil it down to, and then start to rethink your business model. Secondly, I think they need to play around. So they need to get to know the technology through experiments. They need to implement proofs of concepts. They need to play around with prototypes. They need to get real customer feedback on that new technology, and then they need to try and error. Thirdly, I think for now, and I would really like to underline that for now, they need to ignore regulation. Since the regulatory status is still unclear, not only on a local basis, but also on a regional and for instance, European-wide basis, they can ignore it for now, but they need to make sure that as soon they have something going on that is of interest, that is definitely going in the direction of developing a product or a service, they need to include regulation into their discussion as soon as possible. I think in the first step, ignore regulation, but in the second step, definitely bring them on board as soon as possible. Regulators need to learn just like we do. And I think the best thing to do it is actually to include them into developments from a very early stage. Fourthly, I think we need to work with assumptions. So, for instance, The identity issues need to be solved. Scalability issues need to be solved confidentially. Confidentiality might be an issue, but all parties need on working on the blockchain need to work with assumptions for now, up until to the point where we have all those challenges and all those open questions resolved. And I think last but not least, but that's really important, I think big corporate institutions need to collaborate, not only within their industry sector, but also beyond, across industries, collaborate with as many people as you can, because no company can win that blockchain award by itself. So I think collaboration with every stakeholder involved into the game, and that definitely includes lawyers and regulators. We need to collaborate in order to make this happen and to bring blockchain technology into a stage where we can actually use it and we can better understand it, how we will implement it in the future and how business models will change.
Great. Well, thanks, Daniel.
No worries.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.